Hello, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Ryan, and I got a wedge of cheese on my head.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. And we're not talking the pansy kind of fantasy football today where you sit back and record numbers. We're talking about the real kind where you pick your favorite fantasy creature and bash your opponent's skull in. So join us as we review Blood Bowl by Games Workshop on this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. As long as it does it with the plastic figures. Welcome back to Season 3 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. And this is another one of these things we finally got to after like 4 months. If you recall, way back earlier in the season, we did a whole thing where we had you, the fans, pick what game we're going to review next. And with a score of 3 to like 0 to 0 to 0 to 0 to 0.
One! There was a one other vote!
That's right, because I voted for Mutant Chronicles by Fantasy Flight Games.
And they discontinued it?
Yeah, during the process of the voting, the game got discontinued, so my vote was nullified, and you know.
Why did you even have. I don't know.
Why'd you even bother?
Yeah. You're the one who set up the poll, so.
I'm still allowed to vote, who cares?
I thought it was up to the fans.
It was. I'm a fan of the show, I watch every single one of them. That's because I edit
them. Well, you don't have a choice.
Yeah, you really don't. Unless you want our actual episodes to go off unedited.
Yeah, that would be a disaster. So anyway.
It's already. Yeah.
Yeah, it's already a disaster.
But
less of a disaster. We're talking more small scale, not Hindenburg level disaster. So.
Hiroshima?
Hiroshima's worse than Hindenburg,
okay,
we've
wandered way off point.
Yes.
You know.
Anyway, back to the topic of the show, which is the review of Blood Bowl, which I mentioned was picked by the fans way back, like, 4 months ago.
And that was, like, 2 fans?
Three votes.
Oh, well, okay. This is legitimate, then. All right.
It's legitimate, yes. So anyway, basically, we got the game about 2 weeks after they finished the voting. It took us 4 months to do the review. Sorry, that's what happens because
Jason's kind of slow like that.
That's okay. Well, we had to take our time through this game anyway, and it was a lot of fun to take our time through. And that's why I have the wedge of cheese in my head.
We'll get that in just 1 minute.
Well,
this review does
come in good timing, and we'll explain later in the episode what that's
a little bit later. So what Blood Bowl is, if you've never seen it, it's a specialist game by Games Workshop. What that basically means is it's hard to find, and you got to get it right from GW. You probably can't get it from your local store. At least I know some of my local distributors couldn't get it. So you have to go through their website. Basically, it's a parody of a combination of rugby and American football. You command teams of fantasy creatures. In this case, we've got the orcs, humans, and I've got my lizardmen out here. And you basically try to take a ball and run to the other end zone and score touchdowns. And the process, smash people's heads in, break their necks, try to injure them in very entertaining ways to the crowd. And lots of other crazy stuff can happen during the course of the game. Crowds can rush the field. And all sorts of really weird, messed up things can happen.
Like riots, yes.
The fans can throw rocks.
One of the guys got hit in the head with a rock.
And kill him.
He didn't get killed. He just got seriously injured.
Oh, that's right.
And knocked out for a 2
What are the worst type of weather conditions?
Blizzard is the worst.
Okay,
sweltering heat causes you guys to pass out unless you're the lizardmen.
Well, blizzard affects
affects everybody.
So that's the better one. I was thinking about taking blizzard, but thought that might be a little excessive.
So in terms of the product line for this game, you got the starter set. It's $70. It comes with 24 plastic figures, 12 orc, 12 human, and the sorted counters, templates, and rule book and stuff you need to play the game. It's a full rule book. There's nothing else you need to buy. And also to say, it comes a nice, decent, sturdy board on top of all that, and it retails for $70. Teams then are available separately. Usually you have a starter set that runs about $45 to $60. That'll give you a basic core team. But you can probably assemble a full-blown team for under $100 for this game, which, for me, is my kind of magic level for can you get an army for a game.
Well, I still don't really consider this really an army. I can see it, but...
An army, in a sense, is what it's a force you need to play for a game. A group of figures you need to play for a game. You can usually get it for under $100.
I kind of see that this is kind of expensive for what it really is. for what it actually is.
Yeah, you're right. It's
$70. Yeah, it is a bit pricey, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
Well, especially, separate for reviews. I'm just saying, it seems kind of pricey.
We'll get to starter set value in just a minute. So let's go ahead and start off with what we call our quick topics, where, you know, we go for maybe 4 minutes.
And this is the first time I've looked at the sheet today.
Yeah, I wrote this thing up about 2 hours ago, so that's
and just showed it to us like fault. 2 minutes ago.
Yes. It's my fault. So how this first part works, we put 4 minutes on the clock, and I'll start. We go through this first topic, which says figure quality. I make a comment on it, say whether I like it or don't like it. Kyle, you go next, make a very short 2 or 3 sentence comment. Ryan, then when it gets back to me, we jump to the second topic. So, 4 minutes on the top, on the clock.
On the top?
On the top.
Tick, tock, tick, tock.
4 minutes on the clock. Here we go with the quick topics. First up, figure quality. I definitely like the figures. They're a little bit old school for GW standards, so some of the newer things of 40K and Fantasy look better, but these still look pretty good, and it's really clear to tell which figure is what. So I like them. Kyle?
I think for the price, I do not like them.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I have to agree with Kyle. For the price, I think
well, this is figure quality, not
well, this is
value.
Part of the value. Well,
yeah,
sorry.
Fair enough.
It is. I mean, it should have been a better quality, I think.
I mean, when you're talking about the additional armies, it's going to cost you $100.
Well, that's $100 for a full 16-person team.
But I'm still saying, though, that's for one team.
Okay.
That's kind of expensive.
Anything else to add to that,
Ryan?
I don't think
it's worth it.
All right, let's jump to our next quick one. Board quality. This is my first. I hate this. It's nice, sturdy construction-wise. The artwork is pretty good, but the big problem is the way the board's set up. The squares are divided with tiny little crosses in the corner, and it's often really hard to tell exactly where the figures are. If they get bumped a little bit, you really don't know, okay, am I in this square or this square? Sometimes when you're starting to count out squares, it's tough to figure out what's going on. So the squares are just not very well defined. So that's why I give it a negative.
I'm going to give it a positive.
Kyle, first. Kyle.
I would have to agree with you. This is pretty much Monopoly, in my opinion, the board. Equal to Monopoly, Chutes and Ladders. I mean,
yeah,
it's one of those boards, where, you don't have to... it all goes back to what I think is value. And I just feel like it could have been done, a little bit better. Or, maybe, they could have even made some kind of way to make it expanded, make it larger fields, smaller fields.
Yeah. Okay, well, Ryan, you said you like it?
Yeah, I like it. And what you said, Jason, I do like the fact that the squares aren't full because then you would have like a checkerboard, and I wouldn't like that. It shows more detail, and there is detail to the field that it shows like skulls and barrels, full blood.
Forgot exactly what the website was.
It shows in
but there was a guy who actually made a full board for this game.
Oh, yeah,
Full board. These were
As a starter set, it's a good.
No, I know. I understand what you're saying.
Right,
let's move on. Arguing with you.
Other component quality. So basically, not figures, not board. We're talking the cardboard counters, the various reference sheets, the rule book. I'm going to give this, I like it. They're generally good, clear, easy to use, and the rule book's got a really nice theme to it. It's basically very stylized as in the terms of a play by play sports game. So I really like it. Everything's clean, easy to use. So, other components, what do you guys say? Ryan, Eric, Kyle?
I think everything flows well with
it. Every now and then. Is that good?
Everything flows well with the game, I believe. It works well with what the game is meant to do, and it helps and never really seems to hinder anything you need to get done for the game.
I agree. It does help with the flow of the game, and it keeps it going, and you really don't have to think about doing this stuff except for the turn marker.
Mm.
We're going to
discuss later about that
turn marker. Legal procedure down there. Okay, the last one. Starter set value. Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with what you guys mentioned. It's not a very good value, I don't think.
Yeah.
Even compared to other GW products, like for Warhammer Fantasy and Warhammer 40K, you don't get nearly as much in this starter set as you do in, say, Battle for Skull Pass or Black Reach. So, I don't like... It's good quality, there's not enough of it. Kyle?
Same thing.
Ryan?
Same thing, but I do want to do an honorable mention. The rule book is very nice.
Yeah, the rule book, that's other... It's generally good quality, there just isn't a lot of it.
Yeah, there isn't much. So, that's why it's negative.
Yeah. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our quick notes section. Just on time, too. That's the way I like to do it.
Oh, we're on time for once. Woohoo!
Well, sort of.
Sort of. Well, I mean, within the program itself.
All right, let's move on to our major topics. Of course, how this works is we got a series of topics. I believe there's 11 in here we're going to try to get through. We'll spend up to 2 minutes per topic talking about them, but first we say whether we like the topic or whether we don't like the topic.
I just have a quick note. Apparently, it's movement for the first topic. It says movement and deposition.
Okay, I typed this up in a code editor on my Triple E PC. It does not have spell check.
That's a typo.
That's a typo.
All right. I just had that question.
So first up, movement and position tactics.
Movement and
I like it. What do you? What about the movement and positioning tactics of your figures in this game? Like it or hate it, guys?
I like it.
I like it.
So let's go 2 minutes on the clock. Let's start right now. And the reason I like it, this game in a lot of ways is about area of control per se. You're trying to basically section off areas of the field. You're trying to basically break holes in enemy lines and get your other guys to run through it. Mm-hmm. So I mean, they're really. Guys move differently. There's some different advanced movement options you can do, like the go for it, going for it, momentum extension movement, all those kind of things. And it really creates a lot of emphasis in terms of the strategy of the game and how you position your guys. Anything else to add?
I mean, it's...
I just kind of slid it all in 30 seconds.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you really just kind of made us useless in this topic now.
I like how it does. I mean, it's football, but it's not football because you don't do everything play by play. It's all one play, and everybody just bashes into each other. Which
isn't that more like rugby? I haven't played rugby.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about the rules of rugby.
Neither do I, but it does give a style of everybody just smashing into each other, so it gives it a football, but also a fantasy figure type game set to it, and it makes it.
You now have 12 topics.
So.
Oh, and apparently Jason's editing on the fly.
Yeah, so I mean, like anything else, or are we just done? That's for sure topic, really.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Move on to the next one then. Passing and catching. For me,
I'm not a big fan of this.
I love it.
Okay,
and
I'll
tell you why.
Why don't you go first, Ryan? Say why do you like it.
I love it because I've never played any other game to where you can pick up your own player, throw him in the end zone, and get a touchdown. That's why
I guess it wasn't what I was talking about in terms of passing and catching. But that is something you can do to the game.
Yes.
In the game.
It is sweet. Yeah, I mean,
some of the big guys, the trolls, can pick people up and launch them like that.
I did that, and I'm just like, okay, I officially love this game after I played that play. So.
Wouldn't that be considered an advanced order?
That is kind of an advanced order or the big guys section, but whatever. So how passing works is basically you pick up the football.
It is passing. So.
Yeah, it is passing. You've got this little template here that says how far the pass is, and based on that, you're going to modify dice rolling. The reason I don't like it is there's just a lot of dice rolling to it, in my opinion. So you got to, one, do you accurately throw the ball? So you got to make a die roll for that. Usually a 3 or better. If you blow that, then the ball is going to scatter about 3 more dice rolls, and then the person has to catch and make another dice roll that way. So there is a lot of dice rolling to it. I'd rather see it kind of simplified down to only one dice roll. And also, interceptions can be done pretty easily. interceptions can be done pretty easily if you throw a ball over the opponent. So that's why I don't like it. There's lots of dice rolling.
I don't think this game was really meant for passing. Much passing involved. I think the passing is meant just to
have the,
be
that
part
option.
Of that chaos, you know?
To have that option so it doesn't, you don't just run everyone after him.
Exactly.
Not trying to dominate the passing.
Dominate passing or running. It gives you more options.
I only had 2 passes during the whole game.
It gives you crazy options.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even pass at all.
Oh, yeah, your guys don't really even pass.
They're terrible at it.
Yeah, so that's why you don't like them.
Well, that's something. I mean, I would use it if I could. It's just that I just think there's too many dice rolls to it. But maybe that's why I chose Elizabeth, because I don't like passing. No, I chose Elizabeth because I love
it. You prefer catching.
So anyway, that's passing and catching. Let's talk a little bit about the player position / team diversity, and also how you got a lot of different types of guys, not only like on a per team basis, but you know, just even how different positions do different stuff. For me, I like the diversity. What about you guys? What do you say?
I don't think there's enough diversity.
I don't think so. That's interesting.
Did you read the rule book? It shows all the teams.
I'm talking about the guy players. I think there could be more.
The disadvantage, obviously, is that we only have 3 of the teams. So we can't say exactly.
No, I'm talking
sure.
about the player number of different players, diversity.
Oh, okay. Well, essentially what you've got multiple teams. Each race, Warhammer Fantasy, has a team here. So I think it's like 12 it adds up to. individually, teams do work different from each other, and inside each team, they have some similar positions, but each position, obviously, you've got like a passer, yeah, you've got a catcher, a general guy, a blitzer. They all generally do different stuff. I mean, various what teams and what positions. And that's why I like it, because I think every team plays a little bit different.
I think I just want to wish there was one or two additional player
more
types.
Diversity. The humans do have kind of a somewhat restrictive team. The orcs have a little bit of variety. I mean, the Lizardmen, we have the most restricted. We have only two guys plus our Croxinor.
So three at best. But, you know, because then what it does is it gives you more options, you know, different types. You know, you're not going to have everybody on the field of the same kind. Maybe that's what I would prefer. I'd prefer something where, you know what, you maybe don't even play with a certain type of guy, and then, or you have that option. It gives you more tactics.
Well, see, the thing
that's why I prefer
one good thing about playing in a league is your players do end up building abilities that they haven't had before.
I mean,
they get a little bit
better. I understand, but
we'll get to that in a bit, though.
I'm just talking about the general basic.
If you're playing this game just once, okay, I want to see what it's like. Yeah, there's not much variety in some of them.
But what you're gonna see is if you play my Lizardmen, you're gonna play differently than if you're playing the Orcs. Because, you know, I'm very fast. I run the ball. I don't pass.
I wasn't talking about that. But
I know, but that's my point.
I mean, I understand that's the whole idea, but there should be certain... All right, is maybe they have someone who can pass, but it just costs really a lot of money. Do you want that guy? That's what I'm saying. You should still have these options. Maybe they just cost you a lot more than it's worth.
It's all strategy.
But then it's still strategy.
Yep. Okay, let's move on.
I'm just drinking crazy juice here, but
you're always drinking crazy juice.
Yeah, that was hurtful. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to make a point here, and without even being any rude, mean, you know, spiteful, I was making a legitimate point.
Why don't you read that one? Read the next one off, Ryan.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I modified it a little bit.
But those things kind of go with injuries, though. Add those to that one, okay?
Okay. Well, do we want to cover all of them?
Just the first. Well, let's just do the first three. So we're going to talk about blocking, blitzing, and assisting in blocking. This is basically how you take people out. I like it. What do you guys say?
I think it is very good.
Ryan?
I love it. It's one of the best things in the game.
We'll add your three more items to the next section we'll get to. This obviously is all about, as it says, you stand in the way and you deck people, or you run across the field and deck them that way. It's where the blood in a Blood Bowl comes from. You're just trying to smash people to the ground. I really like it. It's a very fun aspect of it. I mean, my Saurus Warriors will pick you up and break you in half if given a chance. So...
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, there's a lot I want to talk about.
It's another short topic. It's like,
because it goes into the next topic, which Ryan is pretty much. He's as excited as a little schoolgirl.
Let's go to the next topic. Go to the next topic, Ryan. Ryan.
Okay. with a piece of cheese on my head.
With a piece of cheese on your head.
Okay, next one is injuries, along with maiming, killing, beheading, whatever other thing, decapitating. Just basically, I mean, my team's motto is just kill somebody because we're orcs. So
when you deck someone to the ground, there's a chance basically it's going to do more damage or be a more powerful hit than the armor or padding you take.
And that's
and
why
they will
this
get
game is
messed
called,
up.
That's why this game is called Blood Bowl, because it just... Like, I mean, especially... My advice is get a team that can really... Don't care about winning. Care about killing as much people as you possibly can get. And you'll still probably end up beating the league.
You still, because you get bonus points for...
Yeah, you do. You get bonus points.
You get bonus points. You just smash people in. It's great, so...
And then you always get a chance of fans throwing rocks.
Yeah, we'll get to the random stuff in a minute, but I mean,
that's part of injuries.
That's part of injuries, but the really crazy stuff can...
That's crazy random.
But, like, just fun stuff. Like, earlier I ran one of my skinks up, and then Kyle tried to pile on top of him, and the process took the skink out, but his own guy got his head snapped off and got killed. It was like, yes. So it's really a lot. It adds a lot of suspense to it because you can very easily find yourself. Oh no, my star player.
What
is the guy
supposed to take? Would that hurt my own guy?
Jason, did we put any favorites on for any of these?
Yeah, I put.
Did I just kill my own guy?
I don't
because
know.
Because then if that happened, then you couldn't have taken points for that.
I don't remember what happened. Somebody killed. No, wait.
I had my own guy killed.
Anyway, we'll look at that after the game. Okay. After the game, yes. After the game, we'll be right back. So here's where we're going to go in the next topic. We're going to jump change schedule. This is the one I edited in. We're going to talk about turnovers. And not only in the sense, obviously, in football, how you talk about turnovers where the other person gains possession. It's basically the end of your turn. So it's the other player's turn, how that happens. For me, this is a big haterade because there's one way that's really frustrating to have the turn end. You got, for example, the 4-minute time limit is one way to turn over. Somebody drops the ball is a turnover. You drop a pass, that's a turnover. The worst offender, of course, is if any of your players in your team fall down, your turn ends. Even if they don't have the ball at all.
I like it.
I mean, I don't like it, but I like it because it gives another element of strategy game to where you really got to think about your moves. And if you make a wrong move, then your turn's over and it's the other person's turn that gives that person the advantage.
So
really have to think hard.
Just not having one of your players just fall down is really, really harsh in my opinion. I mean, maybe having two or three guys, maybe having two guys fall down or something, but...
But this is harsh. This is Blood Bowl. You know? So.
I mean, it keeps the game going a little bit faster, too.
You're right. That's speeding the game a little bit.
Remember, halftime was an hour in for us. That's a pretty long, game.
Usually a game should only last, 20, 30 minutes or so, if that. A full game.
In this?
The Blood Bowl?
Well, a half, sorry.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe. It depends on how long you guys go for. Yeah.
But, I mean, even our second half, which we were running a little bit smoother, still took 40 minutes.
And we had two turns because of a riot, but...
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I guess if you... Well, that's our opinions on it. I think it's too harsh. You guys don't. Awesome. Let's move to the next topic. How about crazy random events? I like these. What do you guys say?
I like them.
Amazing.
Okay.
These are things that can really screw your team over in a hurry.
Yep.
There are... Hand me one of the sheets, the blue sheets.
Right on the blue sheets. Okay, blue sheets.
Just some of the things, a riot, the fans riot. You can have things where you get bonus rerolls. Fans throw a rock at players, or they rush the field and beat the heck out of people. These can be really penalizing the players. I mean, it definitely gives a whole lot of holy crap, what just happened to the game kind of a feel. But if you don't like really random stuff, it could be a serious problem. Fortunately, I love this stuff, especially when it happens to the other team. And when Ryan had five guys taken out by the fans and my skin
Thank
just
God,
ran.
Thank God none of them died.
None of them died.
No, none of them died or got seriously injured.
My skin just kind of ran right through the hole and right to the end zone really quickly. So,
yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, some of these are brutal.
I wish we would have gotten get the ref.
That's where you ignore the...
Yeah, so I could start killing all your guys.
You start stepping on people all day long and it isn't going to matter.
Exactly.
Also, then you get the whole aspect of the weather, which is kind of goes with crazy random events, because the weather's randomly determined. People can pass out from the heat. They can slip and fall on the ice.
We didn't have much of that. No. We had sunny weather, so...
He's allowed to choose the weather because of the special scroll he had, and it was pouring down rain.
I chose pouring rain. Jason got nice weather.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it works. Most of the time, you're going to get nice weather. It's a 4 to 10 and 2d6. But there's a slight chance to get these other crazy things. That obviously affects your strategy. You got to take account for that, but also in some ways you got to be more aggressive because some of these can cause you to lose players and lose turns. So you got to realize, okay, I got to do this stuff now. I can't wait because I may not have a later time to do this. Yep. I think
just another part of strategy, and it's a random strategy. It's just a random surprise, and you got to be prepared for it because it will happen.
Do I have any of my team roster for the next one? It's underneath in the rule book and the codex under the helmet. So we're going to move on to the next topic, team building / league rules. This is one of my most favorite parts of the game. What do you guys say about the whole aspect of it?
I love it.
Kyle?
I have to still get used to it, but so far I like it.
As part of the review, not only did we place in the sample quick games, we each created our own team. Mine was the Faithful Sotek for the Lizardmen.
Mine was Farts of Vengeance for the Orcs.
My team was not given a name due to the...
Because we have to edit out of the show if you were to say it.
Or any of the players' names.
Any of the players' names that matter.
So, they're just numbered right now, I guess.
This is really a huge aspect to playing multiple games and linking them together. You're essentially running a campaign. Your team grows, gets experience. People might die, which really blows, but it can happen. A way of thinking this in a lot of ways is it's mini RPG sort of. All your guys are kind of mini RPG characters where they have a few abilities, they can get better, they can get new traits. And it's really cool because it makes you care about your team. At least it does for me. I don't know about you guys, but...
Not really.
He doesn't care. Do you care?
A little bit. I care as long as they kill somebody.
As long as you kill somebody.
As long as they kill somebody.
What if they kill somebody on your own team?
Yeah, as long as nobody dies, as long as they kill somebody else.
Like, I mean, it was kind of just... It was unfortunate when Axe Tealy got himself injured this game, but it happens, so... And he'll be out for another game. But yeah, I really like
he
it.
He got smashed.
He got crushed. The skinks tend to get crushed. They get piled on. And
you said...
I said skinks.
You said skinks.
Skinks. S-K-I-N-K-S.
He said skinks.
I know what other people call them, and they don't like them, but they're called skinks.
It just sounds too
yeah,
similar.
Yeah, I know it sounds similar, but that's not what they are.
They're called skinks. You said skinks, Kyle.
Did you just say skinks?
No, I said skinks.
Well, that went downhill in a hurry. Thanks, Kyle.
I'm just saying. You must be pronouncing it wrong, because I'm... hearing it perfectly, you saying
no,
the way
I
you're saying.
No, I'm really getting dizzy right now.
Why don't you, let's take a vote. I'm saying the word skink. What are you guys
hearing? Well, see, now you did it. Now you pronounce it skink.
That's what he said originally.
No, I swear, it sounded like...
Yeah. Anyway, leagues are awesome. It's an awesome part of the game. And really, it expands the game a lot. Long story short. Okay, let's talk about 4-minute turns. Like it or hate it, of course, I love anything that makes you act fast and aggressively. Kyle.
I just don't care.
I like it.
Okay, we're not going to get... Ryan's not going to... Or Kyle's not going to score any points there.
Ryan, Kyle, whatever your name is. Apparently you don't know what
Cheese
my name
head
is.
Cheesehead versus other guy. Okay.
Wow.
At least I have a name.
Yeah, at least he has a name.
Hey, my name is other guy.
Other guy.
See, I have a name too.
I have a name of substantial.
Yeah, you got substantial cheese on your head.
You could be not sure. your name is not sure.
Fine. Captain Obvious. Why don't we get you a promotion?
Admiral Obvious.
No, it's called Supreme Commander. We're even passing the Admiral. You just put promote right to Supreme Commander Obvious.
See, the reason we could go off random on this topic, because there isn't much to it. You have 4 minutes to take your turn. Time runs out. It's a turnover. It makes you think fast. I like it, Ryan.
Thank you, Supreme Commander Obvious.
It makes the game faster.
It does, yeah. And also, because it gives you a little bit of pressure, because then you got to think, okay, do I want to do this first or this first? And you get, uh-oh. Because 4 minutes is probably just barely enough time to get a turn done.
You know, I had plenty of time most of my turns.
Well, I should say...
Unless I was distracted by someone.
If you're doing a lot of things, it's just enough time. Obviously, if you got just really a lot of quick movements, you'll be fine. But if you're really in a crucial situation where you got to do a lot of moves, it's just enough time, and you'll kind of might panic a little bit, like, oh, crap. Or at least I do. Then I panic a lot of these games. And it's like, oh, crap, I'm not going to get this done. You're going to make a mistake, and it's going to ruin you even more.
Yep.
Yep.
Is that it for that?
You really got to stay calm during those 4-minute turns.
Cause you do.
You can, like, make a decision, mess up, be like, you just wasted your turn.
All right, let's go into something Kyle can yell about for 2 minutes. Okay. Next topic, illegal procedure. I happen to like this thing. Kyle.
That's the dumbest thing ever. It makes no logical sense by any means.
Right.
I like it because I caught Jason doing it.
What this is in front of each player, they have a turn counter. As it says, what turn the game is on. Before you touch, before you declare any action... darn it.
I mean, after the first comment that you made.
Oh, the pre-show comments?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Okay, anyway, let's get back into topic.
Sorry.
So before you declare an action... Before you declare an action for one of your figures, you have to move the turn counter to the right turn, and if you don't, the other player can call you out on a legal procedure, and you got to use a team reroll. Otherwise, you basically lose your turn. I like it.
It's kind of a jerk thing to do to somebody, but it's, I don't know, that's basically it. It's a jerk thing to do to somebody. I like screwing them over.
Why do you hate it?
Why I hate it? Because it really just screws around with the game. The game itself isn't meant about the turn counters. People only can win through turn counters, and they're just pathetic. The game itself is what it should have been focused on, not turn counters. Turn counters should just have, hey, this is turn one, all right. Now we're on turn two, great, okay. The whole thing is stupid if people can't keep track of, you know, what, you know, naturally, without needing to move this thing around, what turn it's on, and that you needed to win.
See, I told you Kyle would yell for a while. Ryan, why do you like it?
I have nothing else to say about it. I'm not even going to go
there. Yeah, we're not talking.
He's still caving from my...
Yes, moving on.
From you, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, just move on.
Please. Okay, we'll move on.
Yeah.
Time's up anyway.
Apparently, Jason...
Why it's in legal procedure.
Apparently, Jason needs a sticky note to remind himself on what his name is, what the show is called, what the show's address is, and what his email is.
He's looking at the little label I got on my computer. Oh, yeah. I was testing out stuff and working the Princeman off, so that's why it's there. Okay, fixed format gameplay. This game is about basically a football game, and that's all it really is. That's every game is going to be. I'm going to say haterade. What do you guys say about that?
I like it.
You like it?
You mean it where there is no special stuff?
Well, I mean, it's a football game. It's not like it's not where you play lots of different scenarios. It's always going to pretty much be 2v2. You know, it's very rigid.
Oh, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I don't think it... And I disagree with that, how he's saying it's fixed. I mean, this is...
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you can't change
it. It's not... Everyone knows exactly what it's about, and nobody's expecting or should expect anything different beyond people playing, you know, between two teams.
It's not how the format's fixed. It's just how it's supposed to be.
I mean, for me, I guess I see it as... It's a fun game to play, but whereas you say, take 40K, Fantasy, War Machine, MechWarrior, you can play all sorts of different variations to the game, where this is really score a touchdown, and the only variation really is in the players you choose and the team you're facing.
I think they wanted to keep it simple. I mean, they might do an expanded edition later on.
They
won't.
They haven't touched this game in a long time.
Okay. So, well, they won't.
With the exception of, obviously, the new game.
That's a computer game, though.
Yeah.
But they could do things like have rules for custom fields where you could add traps and spikes and things like that. I mean, you could find stuff like that on the internet, but it's not integrated in the rules at all. Mm-hmm. At least not this edition. Maybe previous editions might have had it, but this edition doesn't. So that's my opinion on the matter. I mean, you could maybe add different shapes to the field or something
crazy
like that.
As we all know, Jason's opinion is very important.
Clearly, Kyle has no... Okay.
I don't understand.
Move to the next topic, then.
I must be going deaf.
I don't know. Team rerolls. So sweet. Awesome. Love it. What do you guys say?
Love him.
Kyle?
I like it.
So what we're talking about is each team has a certain number of rerolls. They're basically bought as part of your team construction. And it allows you to reroll almost any die for any reason you want to. So, because oftentimes... I mean, probability is a large part of these games and really just blows when you get screwed over because of a bad roll. A reroll allows you to reroll that bad roll and get a second shot at it.
Yeah, it basically allows you to fix some mistakes that you've done during the game. And if you do have a crappy situation to where, like, a crowd comes in...
Could I have rerolled the injury?
There could be situations where you do reroll.
That's one thing I don't...
Injury and armor rolls are one thing you can't reroll.
Yeah. And also
block rolls, I don't think you can roll.
I kind of wish you could reroll it. Injury.
Yeah, but injuries are only rare enough as it is.
My guys have been killed the two times I've played.
Well, that's actually kind of rare.
You keep telling me.
Kyle
that's
is
rare.
The exception to the rule.
Apparently.
Yes. But it's just nice because, like I said, it allows you to fix the mistakes.
At least this time I got a few of your guys at least injured.
Yeah, that's a different topic. So, anyway, let's just skip the last one because we're running out of time. So, here we go. So, we're just about towards the end of the show. We got one last segment left before we get to our final reviews. Put 5 minutes on the clock. What we're going to do is go around from person to person to person. You're going to pick a topic we haven't talked yet or maybe go in a little more detail about something we have talked about. And then say whether you liked it or whether you didn't like it, and we'll go from there. So, I'm going to go first with a haterade. Oops, dropped my timer. Put the timer back up there. Haterade. Every single race is in the back of the rulebook except for my Lizardmen for some stupid reason. GW, why did you not do that? I had to pull those stats off the internet. So, that being said, that's lame, and I'm... That's my rant.
He's mad.
Yeah, I'm seriously mad. Because I ordered the dang team the same time I ordered these. I got the rule book. There's no friggin' Lizardmen in here. What's your... Everyone else is no friggin' Lizardmen. Sorry.
Wow. Okay.
It ticks me off. I like my my Lizzies.
I think you got some repressed anger there, and you may need to see some...
There's no doubt about that one. Kyle.
Well, you know what? First thing I want to say is money. Second thing I want to say is money. Third thing I want to say, well, money. Money
Kyle
is
likes
a
money.
I like money. This game is all about money. I mean,
about killing is about money.
Oh, absolutely. Everything. Building your team, you know, continuing on. You know, players die. You need more money to get them. You need fan base to help you get more money. Bring in those fans, you get more money. So, I love this money.
You know, it's fictional money you write down on a sheet. He still loves it.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Ryan.
Okay. One of my favorites, and this is a favorite, by the way, is naming your team or your roster. Basically, you name each individual player you have. And my players are orcs, and I have names like...
Can't pronounce my players' names because they're Lizardmen names.
Exactly. But you can pronounce my guys' names, most of them. Sir Craps-a-Lot, Sloppy, Musty Thief, Sup, Saint Nun, Yo Mama, you know, stuff like that. But my top thrower is named Brett Fart after some said football player that, you know, used to be a big football player. I don't know what he's doing now.
Did he just get signed by somebody?
Yeah, he might have.
Vikings?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
But that is why I'm wearing the wedge of cheese on my head to promote the wonderful game.
Remember,
football.
Nothing good ever came from that
also,
wedge of
also,
cheese.
Also, the memorabilia. Hey, a wedge of cheese saved the guy's life once. A guy was flying a plane. The plane crashed. His head hit the windshield, and psh, the cheese wedge saved his life. So,
well, maybe
maybe he wasn't wearing the wedge of cheese in the first place. He would have crashed.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. It doesn't make
maybe
after a while.
I mean, anyway, you know, if he hit his head that way,
another one. So sweet. So sweet. My skinks, the little tiny reptiles that run really fast. I love them because they just can't be stopped. They get right by you. And they are gone.
You know what we call them? Smelly little.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's good. It's fine.
That thing kept me losing the game last round. It was awesome.
I kept killing you. You barely tied
okay,
that
Kyle,
game.
You have anything left?
No.
It's not insulting some group of people.
That's like telling
Ryan.
Me not to breathe.
Okay. Another thing I do like is the block dice. These wonderful little bits of dice.
So basically, these are what you roll when you try to take somebody out and tells you what happens.
When you try to kill somebody, you got to make sure you get one that will hit a guy, knock him down, and hopefully start an injury or some type of injury roll to where it will kill somebody. This is what my guys go for. My guys don't go for touchdowns. We go for hits, and we hit as often as possible.
And you also go for throwing your own guys across the field, too.
Yes,
always. That's a fun thing to do. Yes. Always a fun thing to do.
I wish I had a big enough guy to do that, too. That seems like a lot of fun.
How about another kind of lame haterade for me? Throughout the rule book, they made a bit of what I think is editing error. In some places... Movement is abbreviated MA, and other places it's abbreviated MV. So it's not really a big issue, but it's just kind of annoying.
Mob.
Yes.
Because we know movement has the letter A in it.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. Blame it on some crazy British spelling, which probably isn't the case. That's not funny.
It really isn't.
Yeah, okay. I mean...
How about, I'll go one more then. Awesome thing. You can really, if you set your team positioning up right, you can actually have very late game swings, like in terms of getting great momentum late in the game. Like how my little, very last round, my skink ran down the field, ducked through like three people, and scored a touchdown and tied the game.
You just got lucky. That's all it was.
Yeah, I have no comment on
it. I mean, it really was just pure luck that he was able to survive through all that.
It was pretty, yeah, some lucky survived through that, but it was basically, you know, I set up my guys far enough apart where they could hand off, run, and just keep going and get to the darn end zone.
Well, I had guys right there, so.
And get a tie out of the game. So
it was only to tie the game.
That's right. It's not a loss. So, that's 5 minutes?
Well, I believe it's more in the rule of if you do not win, you lose.
No, 5 minutes really felt like 20 minutes it kind of to did. Me. Yeah,
yeah, that seemed a little long.
Final reviews. Let's do a total count first.
Do we really need a count?
Yeah, sure. Always do a count.
I'm going to take this cheese off my head because...
37 so sweet.
Oh, it's heavy.
13 haterades. 37 to 13. That's a pretty lopsided in favor of so
it's
sweet.
About 75%.
Yeah. So, Kyle, like it? Final reviews, what do you want
to
say?
I do like it. I have yet to try out the league in full, maybe a few more games to see where there potentially could be problems, but right now I see it as a very solid, well-made game. I don't see too many massive flaws in it, and, you know, we can go from there.
You want to go next? Yeah, go.
I can go.
You go for it.
This game is up there for me for, like, at the end of this year for being my game of the year. I love the game. The game has a lot of
depth. The best one
reviewed
so far.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But
I like Brood War better.
Brood War was good.
You keep talking though. That's what we're getting.
Even about Brood War, I think. this was a better game just because it's simpler. I mean, you can jump right in and play. You don't have to understand much. You can use a multiple load of characters. It's just a lot of fun.
So for my final review. I do like it. It's a fun game to play. I love any game that has my Lizardmen in it.
Even without the statistics located in the book?
Even without the statistics located in the book. It's got my Lizardmen in it. The Croxigore is in there, which is a Lizardman, a giant Lizardman creature who will smash your head in a hurry. But
do the humans get someone giant?
They do, too. I forget what they get, though.
Okay.
I guess the problem I have with the game is I don't know what kind of longevity it would have. Like I was talking about, it's a very fixed format. I can't see it having the same level of diversity that War Machine, 40K, Fantasy, any of those games are going to have. And I don't know if I really want to keep playing it again and again and again as much as I would, say, play a game of 40K or Fantasy or something.
Well, I kind of think of this as more of a, you know, like how StarCraft is.
Yeah, it's a standalone
game. You take out a standalone
game. I don't think it's meant to be that way where you're trying to play over and over and increase your... You know, I don't believe that was their intention.
I bet if you got a leisurely game that you can just take out and play at your leisure because these stats aren't going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be probably fun to get like 10 people together, do a league, play about 10 games, watch you guys get better, that kind of thing. It probably would be fun to do that. But I just, like I said, I don't see something playing as much as I would play the other games, but it is a fun game.
Okay.
With that, is it time to call the show done?
Cheese off my head, yes.
All right, hold on. We're not done. Not done yet, sorry. Sorry, Sarah. I'm sorry. I gave bad instructions to our camera girl there. Okay. To finish it up, I guess we were going to talk a little bit about the computer game, or the Xbox game recently came out. Blood Bowl.
It was a computer game, I think.
Yes, computer and Xbox. If we haven't played it yet, hopefully we'll get a copy of that. We'll rent a copy and maybe play it for a while.
Yeah.
But that is out there as just a different option to this game.
It appears to have some pretty decent graphics, and it has the same exact format from what I gathered. So maybe we'll test that out, give you maybe a quick 5-minute summary next time when we actually get a chance to test it.
It'll probably be a while.
Yeah.
But regardless, questions or comments, send them over to me at jason@rockosoftware.com. That's rockosoftware.com. My voice is dying in a hurry.
Felt like we've talked longer.
Yeah, we have talked longer.
Other
and then you can email me, even though I don't ever check.
Don't email him.
Oh, come on, you can email me.
Follow me on Twitter, TT_Battlefield. You can see my crazy comments about...
Maybe someone wants to actually email me. You never
know. Follow me on Twitter as well, rmanman4.
Which he never uses.
I use.
Like once every month.
I mean, or Kyle, kyle@rockosoftware.com, same spelling. So
no one... Send hate mail there because no one's going to read it.
Last time I checked, it's been a month since I've checked my mail, but I'm going to go back to it.
Regardless, let's finish this up, so let's sign off, I guess. Anything else left to say? We got about 1 minute, maybe. No?
The cheese stands alone.
It's standing alone now.
It is alone. Because in case you didn't know, we're not anywhere near this said team that he's such a big fan of, so.
Absolutely not, but I used to be.
Anyway, let's sign off.
All right. I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan, and I have the cheese right beside me.
And I'm Jason. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again in about 2 weeks on the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.
The Tabletop Battlefield is copyright 2007-2009 by Jason Rutherford and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.podsafeaudio.com and is used under a Creative Commons License.